coming. It's a special treat that Tisha B'Av we finish off, and Shabbos Nachmu we can have a chabura of people sitting and Simcha Shel Mitzvah and Farbeng together. It's like to thank everybody person for coming, and it's my tainuk as much as everybody's tainuk. I'd like to speak about an inyan I think has a lot of bearing for us. In the beginning of Vaeschanan, we have he's in the middle of recounting everything that they've done wrong and so on. This is a continuation of Dvarim. And we have, he says, Vaneshe Begai Mulbeis Par, and he goes into Einechem Aroyes Asa Osa Hashem Bebal Par. You saw what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to the people who were Nichshol in Baal Pa'or. Kechol ha'ish ha'sha'olach ha'che Baal Pa'or hishmida shem lakar mekebecha. Every person that went after Baal Pa'or, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashmid. The word hishmida was a very powerful term. It's a term reserved for the umos that you have to get rid of. So anyone who worshipped Baal Pa'or, HaKadosh Baruch Hu got rid of. Ve'atem advekim ha'shem lakechem chayim kulchem hayoyim. And then goes off on Avodah Zarah and so on, and speaks about Isur Avodah Zarah. The reason why, of all the things they did wrong, they picked Baal Pa'or. So the Mefarshim say because Baal Pa'or was already in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, it was once they were in the West Bank, the East Bank, they were already in Eifra Yarden. So this Avera was on the cusp of going in. And this is why he picks to speak about Baal Pa'or. I would like to understand a little bit the contrast. He says, whoever was went after Baal Pa'or, Ishmir Hashem Alekecha, and Ve'atem Advekim Hashem Alekechem Chaim Kulchem Ayoy. So there is a contrast between Baal Pa'or and the people that are Dovik Nashem. The Lashon that the Pasuk uses by Baal Pa'or is he tzomet, tzadik mem dalav, which also means to attach. And l'chur, the pasuk here is drawing a contrast between the being nitzmad to Baal Pa'or, which is a form of attachment, tadveikim Hashem alekeichem. So the pasuk is contrasting people went after Baal Pa'or with the same intensity and passion that people go after Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the pasuk uses hitzamed by yitzmedu for one. It's the only place the Torah uses that in that sense. There's one other use of that word, tzamed pasil, which pasil with a tough mean means a stopper on a vessel, but by yitzamed is used there only. And that obviously delineates the difference between the two, between Baal Pa'or and worshiping Kadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the difference between worshipping Pa'or and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only who the God is, but there's something crucial in the quality of that relationship, that one is called Tzamid and one is called Davak. And try to understand the difference so that we'll understand the difference in the two is not just who's the person we're worshipping, but the who the person is also creates a distinction in how and the quality. First, let's understand a little bit about the Baal Pa'or and why it's such a uniquely terrible avera. What was about it? It says Bilaam's plot. I mean, Avodah Zarah, well, the eagle was kind of Avodah Zarah. Klaisel kept worshipping Avodah Zarah here, there. There were all sorts of little in Avodah Zarah's. Pesel Micha went with them. They were Mezaneb Nos Moav. Okay, there's something about Baal Pa'or that this was unique in the fact that Bilaam, it took the mind of Bilaam to realize Baal Pa'or, and it took it almost derailed Klal Yisrael on the cusp of going to Yisrael, and this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'atem advekim Hashem alekechem chayim kulchem hayoyim. The we I mean, we know from nature around us that you have many different elements, each with their own strength and weakness. And when you combine elements in a right way, elements or items, you're able to weave together both strengths. All the alloys that we have, the different alloys, metals, and so on, what we do is by taking two different elements and putting together in the right proportion, right way, we get something that's much more durable than either one of the two. And that's part of the constructive process that we do as people. In the realm of Averis, the Avera of Avodah Zarah, the advantage of it is it appeals to the mind, to the intellect, to that part of a person. It's meant to give belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu a run for the money. And we don't understand that today because we're past that. We don't have that Yetzer HaAvodah Zarah. But the Yetzer HaAvodah Zarah was not any different than our Yetzer Hara for Kfirah. There may come a day when it'll be impossible to understand how people could not believe. But we know it's a strong pull. It's got its arguments, its logic, its adherence, and many adherents, and it's not easy to win over definitively in one's mind. But the weakness of it is that it's something that has no. Things of the mind are good for an occasional bull session, but people are not driven to it. That's one type of avera. There's another type of avera, the avera of arayas, which people are very driven to, very drawn to it. But the person recognizes that what he's doing is base, coarse, bad. And as much as it's very difficult to overcome a struggle of craving and desire, but still the person, his mind is clear about what he's doing, and if he'll find a way, and as time goes on and maybe his desires subside, his mind will take over and say, you need to get rid of this and you need to get this out of your life, and that's that. So we have two Yetzirahs, each one with a strength and a weakness. But when you combine Avodah Zarah with Arayas, you get a very, very powerful force. By taking Bnos Ma'avi and integrating it with Avodah Zarah Baal Pa'or, you get a rational alternative to Yiddishkeit, and craving and desire pushing that direction. And that's very, very hard. That's a very, very powerful combination. And that's why Baal Pa'or was a terribly difficult michshol. It's Bilam's brilliance to realize that by chaining and coupling Avodah Zarah to Arayas, we'll get a product that's much, much more powerful than either one, to a degree where it's almost impossible to resist it. It's your body and your mind are both drawn to it, each one for their own reasons, but they're both drawn to it. And that's why it was such a terrible Avodah Zarah, such a terrible michshol. The Pasuk tells us, how does a person recognize the difference within these two chiburim? It says, vayitzamdu, that's a terrible thing. They became attached to it. It's when you become attached to something, you can't disengage. Wearing shatnez, for instance. We can or cannot wear shatnez. If we feel like it, maybe the shatnez suit is less expensive, maybe it's a little nicer, but we don't imagine that if a person has a problem with shatnez, he'll ever have a problem getting rid of it. You don't get addicted to shatnez. But if a person eats tarfis, he becomes very attached to it. And it's very, very difficult to get rid of it. So the Torah describes it as vayitzamdu, and the way in which a person, and let's go the other direction, let's say today in modern society, we also have this ability to take Yetzirah and mix them. For instance, once upon a time, there were a lot of things that no one accepted as being appropriate. And it's very hard to say, okay, let's do what's not appropriate. I mean, people would like to do what's not appropriate, but people are not comfortable with it. So we come up with a rationale, a philosophy, and all of a sudden it becomes the right thing to do. And how could you not? And that gives it the strength to prevail, because anytime you can tell me it's not good and I have to agree, I have a problem. So I'll get away with it, I'll do it quietly, I'll do it not quietly, but down deep I know I have a problem. But at the minute I lend a philosophy to it, then it's very hard to undo that yetzer. The same thing is true with false religions. When you have a religion that has a lot of quote unquote spiritual, emotional pull to it, it's splendorous music. And I once was reading something from somebody who had been a Catholic priest. Actually, he had become one. He was a different type of Christian. I forgot what, and he ended up becoming Jewish. But he said, you know, all the questions that he had about Catholicism were pushed back by the splendor of the ceremony and everything with it, the music, the ceremony, the atmosphere. And so it gives you emotionally a very strong pull. The Torah tells us they both allow you to become attached, but there's a difference between tzamid and davak. Tzamid is you have take two things that are not the same thing and you push them tightly together. And they stay that way because there's a hole and there's a stopper, that's the tzamid puzzle, and the pressure keeps it there. Do they ever become one? They don't become one, because they're not one. They're two separate entities, but with enough pressure, they're close together. Davak, the first place we find davak is v'davak b'ishto, v'yale echad. Ish and isha are really one person. That's the way they were made to be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated them, but when they come together, they come together. And they recognize, people recognize their family as themselves and themselves as the family. It's what I wanted. A person who's single, who's alone, wants to have a family, wants to be really part of a family. The self becomes appropriately subsumed to the family, and he sees his self and herself being some one entity that's greater than the two of them, and that they want to be part of. That's dveikus in Eisha, Isha and Isha, and it's dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person looks at a person is driven by something. Like, let's say a person has a craving for another person that in a million years wouldn't want that other person to be his wife. He would be ashamed. So all it is a desire. It's not dveikus. It's hatsmada. There's something pushing you. But there's nothing in the relationship that you could even envision becoming one with that person. That person is the person you wouldn't want to be part of. You'd be embarrassed to be part of that person. So the Torah gave us a qualifier, how to define relationships. If it's a relationship that I want this to be me and I want to be part of it, a person has a craving for drinking. Nobody wants to be a drunk. Nobody wants to be known as a drunk. I like to drink, because it's a craving I have and it's something that's pushing me to do it. But it's not something I want to be. The Torah says one is atzmada, it's a pressing together, but it's never becomes one organic whole. That's Pa'or. And the other one is Dveikus, and Dveikus Nakadosh Baruch Hu. And there's one difference, one more significant difference in the outcome. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that Adam, Ish and Isha, when the Mischaber together, produce life. And when a person is Mischaber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, life is also produced. Pe'or means, Pe'or is an abyss that swallows up. Po'ar piv means somebody opened a wide mouth to swallow something up. A person who's driven by craving that's bad, it swallows him up. Just like somebody's on drugs. The drugs drain him of everything. When a person is driven by dveikus, there's a chiyus that comes from it. I was on speaking to, there was a family of where the father was an observant Jew, but never had any yeshiva background whatsoever, didn't appreciate it, didn't want his children to learn. He had a son who changed course and sat and sits and learns with tremendous hasmada. His son is a Mitzuyan Niflan, big Talmud Chacham. And it took a while. The father is a very bright person. And I was somewhat friendly with him and wasn't very happy with it. But a few years later, he was speaking to me and he says, you know, my son's a real ascetic. Him and his wife, they live on very little. They have a small apartment. But you know, he said, he's so full of life. There's so much life to him. So much happiness. So much light in his eyes. He said, I don't know what it is, but it's good. The dveikus of in dvarim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are things that are good, and they bring life to a person. The way that if a person finds the isha that is meant to be mizdabik in, it produces life. That's what it does. When a person finds the God that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it brings life in him. The Torah tells us at the cusp of coming to Eretz Yisrael is a place where Klal Yisrael unifies HaKadosh Baruch Hu or strays after Avodah Zarah. The Bais Rishon had that terrible, terrible split in that fork in the road, because Eretz Yisrael is the place of Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mimitzdav and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the alternative is to be Nitzma Avodah Zarah. And that's what the Pasuk is telling you. The people that were Nitzma to Baal Pa'or, which was the archetype of this type of being drawn to it, they all were nishmat, they were all gone, because it's the nature of Baal Pa'or is that it swallows up the worshipper. It the person exerts his entire life, his entire life force, his drives, his energy, his time, his mind, his heart goes into a big black hole that gives nothing in return. And those that are in Isdabik and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'atem Advekim Hashem Elokeichem Chayim Kulchem Hayoyim. V'atem Advekim? You know V'atem Advekim? Sing. V'atem Advekim. I don't. You need a better teacher. So something else. Classic. Anything.